السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يحب التوابين، إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. الله تبارك وتعالى brings upon the servants of Almighty Allah occasions. Allah Tabarakala creates Eids. Allah creates Ramadan. For me and you, it's an occasion of a different Eid. Is a time we're going to get happy, we're going to meet with the family. Ramadan is a time that every night there will be Taraweeh, there will be Iftar, the child gets so happy, I will break my roza. But Almighty Allah's relationship with man is different. For Almighty Allah, it got nothing to do with nice clothing on Eid. For Almighty Allah, it is to see my servants happy that makes Allah happy. To see my servants thrilled makes Allah happy. But which servant? The servant is not the best of servants. We all know our condition. We are the worst. But Allah's relationship with man is such that Almighty Allah loves to see on the smile of his on the face of his servant a smile. By Almighty Allah, depression is not liked. Why must you be depressed? But the person will then ask, but I become depressed because of conditions. If my Allah wants me to be always smiling, give me good conditions. That good conditions is coming, but this is not the place for it. Those good conditions got another place. It is called that world. In that world, man will smile and the conditions will make him smile. In this world, Allah wants to see his servant smiling, even if he does not have the conditions to make one smile. And to teach man this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Almighty Allah offered me that he would turn the mountains into gold, said, I looked at Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam made an indication, antawada, that Allah tabarakallah likes low humility. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose poverty. He chose poverty. He chose poverty. He chose difficulty. He said, I was tested in the path of Allah in a manner that no one before me has ever been tested. His life was difficulty. He had to bury his children. From the many that he was blessed, everyone wants a boy. Whenever a boy was born to him, what was his dua? His dua gave life to the world. He could have also lifted up that hand and he said, the dua that has given life to the world, Allah, my son is sick, let him not pass away. But by Almighty Allah, there's a different system. He would see his sons passing away without even finding life. He would see his daughters one after the other passing away in front of him. One remained, Fatima radiallahu anha. He would see her in the condition that her husband would say, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if there could be a slave in the house, then your daughter would not have to do the work she is doing, which is making her hands the condition that it is. She was the queen of the world. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to see that one daughter of his most beloved, but she saw his condition. The most beloved was known as Azwaj Mutahharat. They are the queens because he's the king of Medina Munawwara. A queen is a queen. But they would see the woman around them because of the spoils of war coming in, getting the chance to change the conditions of life. So they would ask Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when everyone is now making an upgrade, when there was nothing, they made sabr, and what a sabr they made. But now when there was something, and when everyone around was getting it, then the queens would say, what about us? On that an ayat would be revealed إِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا فَتَعَالَيْنَ. That if you really want the beauties of this world, then come, no problem. I will give it to you, but I will have to separate from you. وَأُسَرِّحْكُنَّ سَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala then would say, and if you want Allah and the Nabi of Allah, then he'd say, oh wives of the Nabi, لَسْتُنَّ كَأَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ. You are not like the rest. You are different. That same thing was said to me and you. We are not like the rest. Don't look at a non-Muslim around you and say, what he has, if only I could have. He has no Allah. He can have the world, but without an Allah, you got zero. But when the question would come, but then he got the world, that answer was given, that if this world had the value of the wing of a mosquito, we would have given it to you also. But it doesn't. This world is where Allah wants me and you to smile with conditions. When so many come to complain and ask, normally one of the only things that bring a person an email or a question or a phone call, I got a problem. The whole world got problems. Everyone wants that the problem was go, then I will smile. Allah wants you will smile with the problem. You will smile with the problem. I must smile with the problem. Allah loves Eid every day. When His servants are always happy, there is no depression. Depression comes, one is, why is it like this? Allah Ta'ala gave that answer in وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. وَالضُّحَى, by the oath of day, when everything is bright, when there is no COVID threat, when there is no fear of death, when everything is going how I want it to go, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, by the oath of night when it comes over day. These two oaths meant this world is made with day and night. It is made with good days and difficult days. It's made with some days of wealth and some days of poverty. Some days of health, some days of sickness. You will enjoy your child when you got him. When that Sahabi, most likely it was Muaz bin Jabal, radiallahu anh, his son passed away. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had someone write a letter to him. What a wonderful letter it was. In that letter it was written, he was a gift that Allah had left in your hands, and he had given you the chance that enjoy the gift for how many years you got to enjoy the gift. He was never yours. Whatever came to me was a gift. And when the time comes to go, it's a gift that has been taken. And Allah promised the one who gave you one gift will give you another. One child was gone, another will come. Although you love the child, but the child was never mine. He was a gift I was given the chance to enjoy. My father and mother were a gift. The son and the daughter were a gift. That business was a gift. It was all gifts. But that Allah who gave one gift is not stingy. He will continue giving a gift after a gift. Depression is for the one who thinks after this gift, Allah cannot give me happiness in any other gift. The happy one, the one who makes happy, is Allah. When Ibrahim alayhi salam announced to the world, he is the one who makes me smile, he is the one who makes me cry. That very gift that made you laugh, had Allah wanted, will make you cry also. As long as it's by you and you enjoyed it, understood, until that day I was going to enjoy this gift. The day Allah took it away from me meant that from tomorrow, even if it stayed by me, I would not have managed to enjoy it. So many don't want to see the death. She must not pass away, he must not pass away. Then we ask the question, what if he or she does not pass away? What if he lives? That woman says, what will I do without my husband? What if he lives? Now he comes out of the hospital. Now he says, whoa, I really thought I'm going. But instead of coming to the masjid, one thought goes to his mind. He says, if I died, then the enjoyments of this world I would not have tasted. He goes opposite. He says that one girl who I was never talking to, let me talk to her. His wife made dua for him to live. Now he's chatting at night. Now he's meeting. Now she's a non-Muslim. She says to him, either you accept my faith. And in that love for her, everything has happened. What? You wanted him to live. But every gift remains a gift as long as Allah wants it to be a gift. When the time comes to leave a gift, understand that if it stayed with me one more day, it would not have been a gift. Now that very woman is making dua, Allah, let him die. So much dua she made for him. Come alive, come alive. He came alive. He's now such a musibat in the house that he became her jahannam. She's catching him on porn. She's catching him with the other woman. They're now fighting. They're now crying. What it would have been when it was the time to let him go, you must be very, very to let go. When you have to live, you have to die. I have to live, I have to die. Life is a gift. Life. But when the time comes for the gift of life to be taken, let me not be so selfish and say, Allah, I don't want you to take the gift. I want it. Because what if Allah gives me a life of Jahannam? Well, I manage. That tomorrow the pain starts. Then the doctor says we have to cut off the first leg. You got life. You're not dead, but you're not alive. Then the doctor says the second. Then you need someone to be washing you in the bed. Then the hand is being cut. Now you hear everyone around you saying he's a musibat, he's a burden. Now you lift up your hands and says, Allah, I want to die. We say, when I ask you, you want to come, you never want to come. Whenever you will sense death, understand my gift of life is only a gift as long as he wants it to be a gift. And when he feels it's best for me, then I am happy to go. Because he who gave me such a gift in a world which was called less than the wing of a mosquito, I cannot imagine what is coming after this. In a world which is called, that is something to work for. So the first point was, wadduha, there's going to be day and night. When conditions come, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Remember, your Allah has not left you. Your Allah has not become upset with you. Your job is to carry on walking. Walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula. But understand that that world is better for you than this world. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And I promise, this is Allah saying, I promise soon I will give you so much that you will become happy. Waiting for that time, let us smile till the end. May Allah make it after today, even when we cry, we smile. Even when we cry, we smile. Someone has passed away, I cry together with a smile. I cry because of separation. I smile because I say now he's in a world which I would never have managed to give him. I go to the grave of my son, I cry because I'm going to miss you. I smile because that holiday I wanted to purchase for you, it was out of my reach. Allah now gave you that holiday, after which there will never be an end to the holiday. I wanted my son to enjoy a night of pleasure. He was put in the hands of Allah. He will enjoy eternity of pleasure. How can I not smile? When a condition comes of ease, happiness, I smile. When a condition comes of difficulty, a sahabiya had fever, high fever. She said, hi to this fever. Like how you say, I swear the fever. Allah's Nabi said, do not swear fever. Because how it wipes away your sins, you will not imagine. He says, how the fire removes dirt, this fever is removing your dirt. One day you will thank the fever. When I am in that fever, I will cry with the pain, and I will smile that my cry is being heard by my Allah. We will live with a smile till we die, may Allah make it. There's no place for depression in the hearts and minds of the believers, the lovers of Allah. Second reason why I get depressed, and this is what we want to talk about. What is Tawbah? What is the reality of Tawbah? Who must make Tawbah? And why is Tawbah such a thing that Allah made the 15th night of Shaban? One alim was asked, what is this night? He said, this is the night for the sinner. He said, this is the night for the sana. Perhaps Ramadan is for the one who wants to make ibadat the whole night. This is the night where Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, I want to forgive everyone. So what does the tawbah mean? And on this we will speak in a few minutes. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make it what I say now hits what I intend must be understood in the right manner. We are not going to be giving anyone the right to do wrong. Me and you all know we are all sinners. And in the world that is going very fast of technology, sins which are now called addiction is spreading very fast. We all hear the word addiction, our mind goes to drugs, because drugs are known as an addiction. And drugs, when a person is on it, everyone picks it up. And everyone stays away. And everyone cries. But the sinner himself, meaning the addict, sometimes we and you think that he never ever feels remorse. So we will speak about the addict. The addict on drugs. Then there is the addict on the internet. He's addicted to porn. His brother caught him, his mother caught him, his wife caught him, or someone, sometimes no one caught him. In every condition, there are times in his life when he's crying. We know it because people contact us. There are those who are not caught, but they also be crying at night. Those that are caught, they crying, their wife is crying. But every time he wants to stop, addiction pulls him back. He's an addict. There's the addict to masturbation. Every time he says, I will not masturbate after today. And then again he falls. When he masturbates, he enjoys it for 2 seconds and then he cries for another 5 days. To cry is not easy. And as he cries, the devil blows one thought. That how long are you going to carry on playing games with Allah? At that moment he just loses hope. And we tell him, why don't you try more? And he says, I tried enough. This bayan is for that person. And it's for the people around this person. You might have an addict in your house, either addict to drugs, addict to porn, addict to masturbation, addict to movies. I know it's wrong. I want to stop. I don't know when I'm going to stop, but I just can't stop. Addict to looking where I'm not supposed to look. Addict to speaking to that girl in that business of mine, and I know it's not right when I'm speaking. I'm an addict, I like to steal even if I don't need the money. Taking that extra rand, I do cry. Is there a man who doesn't cry? Everyone cries. But when me and you see him, we don't see him crying. We only see him when he fails. Then we just pull back. Then we say, I don't want to see you. So this was a small advice I had given when I went recently to one drug rehab. And by the kindness of Allah, because I saw it had a certain impact or a certain effect on the people around me, the thought came to my mind, I will now repeat what I said at that moment to them. It was a thought that came as we were driving. It was the right place to say it. But a thought came to me that we are all addicts. We are all addicted to something. It is really, really for the addict of drugs, because how he feels, none of us will ever feel like that. So why I'm mentioning this to put you in that place? Let us put ourselves, we are in the drug rehab. And now I see those people in front of me. And I don't know how to look at them, how to view them. And now I want to say something to them. So as I was going, I'm thinking, what do I say to such a person? So the thought came to me of one narration. I will now explain this narration. It was meant for that. It's meant for every addict. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hardly give qissa stories. But whenever he would mention an incident of the people of the past, it was meant to be the answer for the people of the future. It was meant that this incident story is not his story, it's your story. You are the man. And it was going to take that addict to any sickness. The worst that can be, the worst sin is what is called kufr, shirk. A sahabi, imagine after Islam, on the hands of Allah's Nabi to become murtad, apostate. It happened, but a person became murtad in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And And after a while he started saying, what did I do? In what majlis did I leave? Where did I go? So he sent a message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam through his friends. Look at that question he asked. This is the answer that's going to be given tonight. For every addict, no matter what the addiction is, no matter how bad the sin is, no matter how long it's taking for me to pull out, he asked the question, هَلْ لِي مِن تَوْبَةً هَلْ لِي مِن تَوْبَةً. Can there ever be forgiveness for a man after reading kalima on the hand of the Nabi of Allah? He still goes back to shirk. Can there ever be tawbah for him? Look at the answer that came straight from the heavens. Allah Tabarakala first said, what an action did you do? Can a man ever become murtad after accepting Islam on the hands of the Nabi of Allah? Allah Tabarakala said, كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. How do you expect Allah to give guidance to a nation who made kufr after iman? وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٌّ. They bore witness that the Nabi of Allah is the truth. وَجَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. They saw the miracles. After all of that, the question was, كَيْفَ. How do you expect guidance to ever come to such a person? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهَدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. This is the greatest oppression. Such oppression, Allah does not forgive the oppressors. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ. Their punishment is, forget the year after, the curse of Allah is on them. The curse of the angels is on them. The curse of the entire mankind is on them. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will remain in these curses. لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Punishment will never be made light. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ. They will never be given respite. Meaning, how can you even ask? And then it came, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. But if you want to come back, my doors are open. If you want to come back, just say, I'm no longer a mushrik, finished. It's like when the father says, how can I forgive you? You did this, you did this, you did this, you did this, you did this. And when the son just says, and the father says, but if you're ready to come back, come. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. This is the snatch. And when the man will say, but you don't know what I did. The answer was given that when that person did what he did, but the question was even, how do you expect guidance to come? It was told, but if you come back, my doors are open. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. If you want to come back, then come back. So what was that narration? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about a man in the past. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَانَ فِي مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. In the people of the past there was a man, and I want me and you to live with this now. This is me. I am that man. There was a man who killed 99 people. قَتَلَ تِسْعَةَ وَتِسْعِينَ نَفْسًا. I am that man. Understand this, you kill one person, you haven't killed one person, you killed an entire family. There was a murder and everyone was crying. Children became orphans, a wife became a widow, you broke their whole family. He saw it, he was living nearby, he knew what he did. He attacked, he killed, he took his wealth. Perhaps he did something even worse. Perhaps he took a woman's honor. And thereafter he went. He also sometimes would feel, I can't carry on that. But again, it was an addiction to killing. The addiction to killing is not the addiction like drugs. It is not the addiction like zina. It is not the addiction like porn. The addiction of killing is the worst. It is that way Allah Tabarakala mentioned in Quran, you killed a believer, for you is Jahannam forever and forever and forever. But even for that person, Almighty Allah said, unless you make tawbah. Unless Allah's kindness comes upon you. Killing is the worst. In every killing, he took a whole family with him. He brought the tears of families. If you are the addict, and you brought the tears of your family, every time you fell in the drug, you took them again into debt. Again, they had to stand up in front of the people. Again, they said, what did he do? You are an addiction to porn. Again, your wife said, but you promised. Now that whole family went. Whatever my and your addiction is, we are the one walking on this path. He killed 99 people. And then again the thought came to him, that I am sure there could be some way for me to get out. That is how every addict, you perhaps will not understand it, but those that are addicted are begging for help. They do show remorse. The only thing is me and you don't want to hear the remorse. And even when we hear it, we don't want to listen too long. And we can't do anything. There are those boys that are addicted to adultery. And there are those girls addicted to adultery. And it is not little, it is lot. And we say it so many times, but it seems the one who has to hear it just misses it. It's your daughter. It's your son. They are the ones crying to us and saying, will you say this in a bayan? That, oh my parents, you'll put me in school and university. That girl is so pretty. That no matter how many times you tell me, study, don't look, I'm looking, not studying. And that girl says, I can't live without his smile. But she doesn't and he doesn't want to do zina. But the mother and father do not understand the power of addiction. So you think about what is addiction. You like your cricket. And you heard it's time now to stop cricket. I'm not going to watch the match anymore. And the match just comes next week and you see the itch starting. You already promised your wife, no more I'm watching cricket, soccer, I'm gone, I'm out, I'm already 72 years old. I almost passed away in COVID. And suddenly you hear, hey, they're playing the match. Now you start checking up, what's the date? You're looking at your wife because you made a lot of promises to her, you're not going to do it. You're sitting in the toilet. She's calling you for breakfast. Where you are? Where you are coming now? You're checking the score. In the toilet, you are pulled with the addiction. Of what? Of cricket. Do you think your daughter is going to manage to pull herself away from the addiction of adultery? Just because you told her, I'll kill you if you do it. She will go in that very toilet and do that action. It is happening on a broad, very big scale. Because parents have not understood times are different. This is not the time where you can tell your child you're too young. This is the time where you'll have to repeat the words of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, O gathering of youngsters, whoever amongst you can, let him get married. He never said, O youngsters, you're too young. He said, O youngsters, whoever can, let him get married. فَإِنَّهُ أَغَدُّ لِلْبَصَرِ It will help him to look after his eye. It will help him to look after his private part. It never said also he will. He said it will help. Even then, after marriage, it's so hard. Be kind to your children. Do not force them into zina. لَا تُكْرِهُ فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا تَحَسُّنًا لِتَبْتَهُ Allah Ta'ala says, just because you want to get more of the world, don't force your girls into adultery. They don't want to do it, but you want them to get more. Somehow or the other, let the iffat, the izzat be the main. And then any surah you work out, she's in love with the girl at university, get her married. Then you will say, but who will support her? The answer is, when you get married, it doesn't mean she must live with the boy from today. Aisha radiallahu anha went to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 3 years later. Your daughter is living with you. It's only at night sometimes she wants to message someone. It's only sometimes at night she wants a kiss. It's only sometimes at night your son wants to speak to someone besides you. Give him the chance to speak. 3 years later, your daughter-in-law can come home. You don't have to build now. She can carry on studying. He can carry on studying. They married. The benefit of marriage is we're living in a time when petrol is so expensive. Now you can tell him, pick her up and both of them go study. Because otherwise, they're going in two different cars. But in their break, they are sitting in the same car. In their break, they are in that car. And that's where everything is being broken. That is where everything is being broken. That is where if she's a pious girl, he's saying to her, that let's make a secret nikah. And with that secret nikah, it's gone. And you will still wait 3-4 years and think, hey, I'm having my big walima one day and daddy will come from this country. She's already a mother, this girl. Now she has to worry about the abortion and the abortion and the abortion. 3 years later, you see her smiling on a wedding day, but it's not a big smile. You're wondering, how come you're not so happy? Daddy, I got married long time. Don't force your children into problems when you can make life easy for them. Addiction pulls. If me and you can't pull away from small addictions, to pull away from adultery is not an easy thing. To pull away from porn is not easy. To pull away from masturbation is not easy. There are those fathers or mothers who email me and say, speak to my son that he must stop. We caught him with something. My desire is, can I speak to the father and tell him if he got so much desire, get him married. You want me to give him one bayan that whacks him off his feet, don't look. But you can't hear my advice, that get him married. You can't leave your small addiction, you want him to leave his big addiction. Help the people who are in problems, everything will go much more smoother. Kill 99 people, and the thought came to him, can someone help me? A drug addict always puts his hand out, can someone help me? The answer is, we can continue giving him hope, but we can't help him also. But at least be so much that give him hope. So he meets one person who had knowledge. He came to a rahib, and look at this incident. This incident is living with me and you. He came to a pious person. A pious person sometimes is little bit too pious. So if ever your daughter says, Daddy, I'm in love, you too pious. He went mad, that man. فَدُلَّ عَلَىٰ رَاهِبْ. He went to a pious man. And he said to the pious man, you know what? I killed 99 people. هَلِّي مِن تَوْبَ. Do you think I can get forgiven? Because that man was pious, but he never recognized Allah. That man heard the word 99. He saw 99 families crying. 99 curses coming from different. The man screamed out to him and he said, what? How can you ever get? And as he was telling him, how can this man, he was addicted to killing. The wrong person you made angry. The man who whenever he got angry, he just killed. When this man told him, you're going to go Jannah, he took out his sword and he killed him also. But when he killed him, he said, what did I do? Because now I killed the most pious man on the top. Meaning that Sheikh, everyone was going to say, Sheikh, make dua. I went and I killed him. At that time, even the devil will say that when you kill the Sheikh, you ever think now Allah will make him up. He also cried again. He looked at, what did I do? Sometimes there will be times in your life where Shaitan will pull you to such a sin that after that, the devil will say to you, after this, there's no sin left. This incident was mentioned for that. After 99, there was nothing. He found something. To kill a man who was connected to Allah for his whole life. After that, there's no sin. But if ever your child comes and says, Daddy, I have been involved in adultery for the last 7 years, then you don't become this man and you say, what? Because there's a fear your daughter will take out the gun and kill you also. When the time comes, halli min tawbah, forget all your honor. Forget your izzat. Forget what people will say. At that moment, understand this is the slave girl of Allah also. And she was a gift put in your hand. At that moment, you put your hand on her and say, my daughter, I am sorry. That had I done what was right, you would never have done this. If your son fell in an addiction, we will explain what to do for the addiction. But don't ever become so upset with him that you push him into despondency. Because if he dies without crying to Allah, he'll go to Jahannam forever and ever and ever. If you could not save him in this world, at least save him for the next world. If he's in addiction, you put your hand on your son, your daughter, no matter what they did. And you say, although you can't live with me, you will always be in my heart. And every day on the Musalla, I'll make dua for you. And I will never say to you, you disappointed me. Because you are the slave of Allah, And if in this world I couldn't see you laughing, I want to see you in the next world laughing. You'll have to give hope to everyone, because me and you are also addicts. And when I know I can't pull out of my addiction, why do we think it's easy for everyone else to pull out? So when the addict cries, then don't be like this man who said, how can you get forgiven? Again, a time came in his mind when he said, there must be some way. So he met a person who had understanding of Almighty Allah. Islam came to teach us who is Allah. Allah doesn't deal with the world like how me and you deal. Allah deals different. There was a dua of the pious, of the people of the pious. They would say, وَفْعَلْ بِنَا كَمَا أَنْتَ أَهْلُ. Allah, deal with me according to your status. Don't deal with me how I would deal with myself. If my father had to know what I'm doing, he might write me off. When Allah deals, it doesn't happen like that. And how we will understand it from here, he came to a man, and he said to the man, do you ever think I can get forgiven? Because I'm in an addiction and I know I can't pull out. The man said to him, who can ever become a division between you and Allah? But the man said to him, I ask you one thing, but you will have to be ready to move. This is for the addict, this is for the family of the addict, whatever your addiction is. The man said to him, انطلق إلى أرض كذا وكذا. I need you to move away to another land. Now think about this, why must he go to another land? You're speaking to an addict, your advice to him will be this, he could be your son, he could be your daughter. It could be you and you addicted to porn. The advice, first advice was, wherever you are, you will have to get ready to move from that place. If you addicted to speaking to that nurse in the hospital, if you addicted to speaking to that secretary, then every morning don't sit on the musalla and say, Allah, 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 let it be, I don't want to talk to her, don't want to talk to her, don't want to talk to her. And then you go to the business, as soon as you enter, she says, hi, you say, hi. You are going to talk. If you are addicted, you have to be ready to make some movements. The addict has to say, Daddy, I can't stay in this house. I need, after I get better, to move somewhere else. Why? Because I don't have to see those people who look at me like I'm dirty. I don't have to see people who feel I'm filthy. If I'm away from y'all, every time I fall again, understand this. In addiction, you fall more than you stand. When you put your child in a rehab and you spend 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, if you ever thought this is the ending, this is the beginning only. If the rehab could keep him clean for 6 months, Mubarak to that rehab. Your money was saved, was done. Don't ever think addiction disappears. And to that wife, whose husband is an addict, if she's listening, I want you to understand that if your husband stays clean for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and then something happens and the crave comes too strong, and then he goes out one night and he meets his friend and he falls, perhaps you might see him when he comes with his red eyes, and you will say, you promise you'll never take the drug, and you might tell him, get out of my house. I don't want to see you again. But if you could understand that for 3 years what that boy goes through to say no every night in the love of his family, every day he is the wali of Allah. To say no to an addiction is not easy. Every night the one who says no to masturbation, he holds himself, holds himself, holds himself. Every night the angel announces, you are the wali of Allah. And the day he falls after 14 days, no angel will ever say, you are cursed by Allah. The angel will say, as you were the wali of Allah the last 14 days, why don't you become the wali of Allah again? Only the angels will understand what is the maqam, rank of that individual who is holding himself, holding himself, holding himself. Me and you see him only when he falls. That is why me and you will never go to an addict and say, make dua for me. We'll never. But if you can understand the addict when he says no, and he pulls and he pulls, during that time the heavens are open for him. And if he has to die in that state while he's pulling, as we will read here, he is the wali higher than him. There isn't a wali. It's not easy to say no. So if ever it happened, the husband stayed or clean, or the wife stayed clean for 5 years, and then they fell on one night, don't be so hard to say, this is the last chance, get out. Because it was not easy for 5 years to stay clean. Rather appreciate it, and then say, let's see, can I now manage with you or not? If your son, daughter stays clean from drugs for even 4 years and then they fall, don't ever say to them, this is the last chance, now get out. Say that it's better maybe you move somewhere else. But you have never failed as long as you carry on trying. You are Allah's wali every time you say no. You ever went to a rehab, look at those people in the rehab and think to yourself, if I got an addiction, would I have been brave enough to go to someone and say, I need help, I want out? I would never have done it. That man who just entered, he became the wali of Allah. Already the wali of Allah. This man said to him, can there be a barrier between you and Allah? He said to him, but I need you to go somewhere else. And this is the climax of the incident on which we will end. He made the intention, I'm going. May Allah make it me and you, if we got some addiction, we'll have to move. When we move, where are we going? When you got a sickness like cancer, you go to one doctor. If it doesn't work there, we don't stop. We go to another doctor. If it doesn't work there, I don't stop. I go to another doctor. Someone says to me, haven't you got tired of doctors? I will give the answer, Shifa comes from Allah. My job is to carry on looking. If I went to that rehab and I failed, I fell after 2 years, no problem, now I'm going there. I went to that khanka, no problem, now I'm going there. I went there, no problem, I'm going. Someone will say to me, you went everywhere, you went everywhere. My answer will be, everywhere I am going, that's where Allah is. It doesn't mean that the place must make me right. The walking to the place is my promise to Allah, I want to change. If the change is not written there, by Allah it is written, he wanted to change. If it's not written there, by Allah it's written, he wanted. Allah will continue writing for the one who's trying. You are the wali of the era. The rest of the world will call you the failure of the era. But by Allah it's different. He said, go wherever you need to go. Go. This Ramzan I'm going here. I still never come right. Next Ramzan I'm going there. I will carry on moving, searching for the help of Allah until the help comes from the top. But I will never stop trying. I will cry and I will try. I will cry and I will try. This man said, I'm going. Allah Tabarakala made such a scene that was going to teach me and you, the next time you see an addict, understand he also got placed by the arsh of Allah. As the man moved to the land, Atahul Maut, death came. He died. He died in the eyes of everyone. He's the man who killed 100 people. He died in the eyes of everyone. He was a man addicted to the bottle. He died in the eyes of everyone. He's the man who was addicted to porn. Last night I caught him watching porn. Even the pious man of the town says, I don't want to make his janazah. People are talking on the phone. You know who he was, what he did? Death came before he changed. The whole world understood him that he never changed by Allah, because he was worried. He was already the wali of Allah. Even if there was no change, death came. فَاخْتَصَمَا. The angels of mercy and the angels of punishment began arguing regarding him. In one narration it comes, even the devil says, even the devil said that this man is mine, because there was not a day that he ever disobeyed me. He's mine. Whenever I told him do it, he did it. He's mine. The devil's son, even the devil said he's mine. The angels argued. The angels of mercy says, the angels of punishment said, he never changed. The angels of mercy said, but he wanted to change. That's why he moved. Allah Tabarakala said, a third angel, in the form of man, The third angel came, the two angels respecting man. Why did Allah make it? Allah could have just told the angel directly. In the form of man, an angel was sent to give the answer. It was to teach this ummah, you also man, that there'll be certain times that even if an angel says to a person, you are a write-off, then man must be the one who says to the angel, no, 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 he also can be forgiven. In the form of man, Allah sent an angel to tell the angels of punishment, hold on. They said to him, what must we do? He said, you will measure. You will see if he's closer to that land or that land. If he's closer to the land of where he was going, then he's under the mercy of Allah. If he's closer to the land of evil, then you can take him. Allah could have made it such that he could have just died when he was at the door. Almighty Allah wanted a different scene. He had only left his town. So he was closer to the land of evil. The word comes in authentic narrations. Allah Ta'ala ordered the land to spread. That land had to go further. That land had to come closer. What was all this done for? It was done to say that man who you wrote of in the eyes of Allah is so close that even the earths will move for him. Even the earths will move for him. After the whole land moved for him, even then comes in the narration, when he felt the pain of death, he just pushed himself one step forward. And because of that one step, when the angels measured, they found him, hey, he just made it. That one step was to show that that last step you make by Allah, even if no one in the world sees it, Allah has seen that step. This is the night for the sunnah. The world moves for the sunnah. Earth changed for the sunnah. It was mentioned to this ummah, for the man who says, is there ever a place for the addict? And the answer is, they were addicts of the past. By Allah, there's place for everyone. This is the night of Tawbah. We will now make a dua. But before the dua, we will give one example to now understand, I am the sinner and you are the sinner. And on the night where the sinner says, Allah, I will never stop trying and crying until death. Even if I fail every day, after I fail and I'm taking my ghusl, while taking my ghusl, I will cry. While taking my ghusl, I will cry. Before death is in front of me, I will cry. Even if my life does not change. A great alim of the time, someone said to him, I can't change. He says, don't worry about the change. Worry about asking Allah for forgiveness. The man says, but I'm not changing. He said, listen to me, at night before sleeping, when that eye closes, even if your wife doesn't see it, because you know if you lift up your hand, she'll tell you, you making dua. Since when you started making dua? So at that moment, just say, Allah, I'm sorry. So the person will say, I'm doing that, but I'm not changing. He said, don't worry of the change. Can you say to Allah, you're sorry? He says, the barakah, blessings of saying, I'm sorry, is either death will come to you before you die. Death will come to you before you changed. If death comes to you before you changed, you will die as a man who made tawbah last night. You died as a ta'ib, Allah announced, Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwab. Allah loves you. He says, and if it happens that through the blessings of every night saying sorry, 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 one day you do change, and then death comes to you, you will die perfect. But both ways you'll be beloved to Allah. Is it hard at night before my eye close to say, I'm sorry? The barakah of tawbah, tonight we will say it. But as it was mentioned, Tawbah doesn't wait for the 15th of Shaban. It doesn't wait for the Salah. The time of Tawbah is when I did that act which I never want to do. As soon as I pulled away, even if I'm taking the ghusl because of the filthy act, while taking that ghusl, because who knows, I might die before I go out of the room. While taking that ghusl, if I say, Allah, I'm sorry, perhaps it might happen, may Allah save us all. Someone dies there. And everyone will come and he says, you know where he died? He died with the prostitutes. But no one will know in that bathroom he said, Allah, I'm sorry. The world might say, we don't want to go for his janazah. Almighty Allah will say, I don't need anyone for his janazah. The barakah of tawbah is even in that dirty, filthy place. If the person says, I'm sorry, Almighty Allah will never say to him, is this the place to ask? Day and day also it will be asked. And what is the blessings of tawbah? The blessings of tawbah is, which our principal Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Damat Barakatuh many a time said, when that boy who was the black sheep of the family, and he did everything which was wrong and everyone did what was right. But you'll always have one who's just not right. And he made his mother cry and he made his father cry. And a time came where his father told him, now I'm fed up, get out. And he happily went. And he went worse in drugs and worse in adultery and worse in gambling. And then there were times where now he owed people money. And now the threat came to him, we're going to kill you. And he went to different friends. And finally he said, my only way is to go back home. This is tawbah. So you phone, who are you going to phone? You're going to phone your father. You rather phone your mother, she's softer. But Allah is softer more than the mothers of the world. So he'll speak to his mother and says, mommy, soon as she hears his name, she starts crying. She starts crying is to show what? The love of a mother for her son who ran away. If she got that love which makes her cry, just when she hears the name of her sinning son, then understand the blessings of tawbah. When Allah hears the call of the sinner who wants to go back home, how that mother gets so happy, Allah gets much more happier. He says, can I come home? Halli min tawbah. Can I come home? The mother can't answer, she just cries. The mother says, I'll speak to daddy. As soon as she's trying to explain to her husband what happened, he's a father in the end of the day. Day and day he forgot he was the one who cursed his son. He forgot he was the one who slapped the son. When he hears he's in problems, he picks up the phone. This is called when Allah wants, Allah creates arrangements that I'll bring you to the masjid to ask me for mafi. 15th of Sha'ban was where Allah said, if my son doesn't want to phone me, I will phone my son. When that father says, give me the number, Almighty Allah says, I will bring them to me. 15th of Sha'ban, whoever came, whoever is listening, the only thing that brought us out, the only thing that made me listen to what is tawbah was because Allah said, if you don't want to call me, I'm going to call you now. The father phones the son. And the father, when the son will start saying, daddy, I'm sorry, I did this. The father will say, forget whatever you did, just come home. Just come home. When Allah speaks to man, and you going into your old problems, but so many promises I made to you, Allah, and I know I won't live up to it. Allah says, stop your stories, just come home. If tomorrow you can't be good, at least tonight say you sorry. Forget tomorrow. The father says, stop talking about what's going to happen, come home tonight for supper. Almighty Allah has made this night our night of supper with Allah. That tonight at least me and you say we sorry. Who knows what will happen tomorrow? Maybe we die tonight. The boy when he's coming home, now the father will call his mother, the boy's mother, and the brothers, and the sister, whoever saw how bad this boy was. And the father will say to them, your brother is coming home. So when he's on the table, I don't want anyone to look at him as he's bad. He might have the weirdest hairstyle in the world. He might have the most funny cuts on his body. Whatever he is, at the moment he's my son. So you just look at him as though he's mine. And then the father will say to the mother, his wife, the dish, the food that he loved, you must prepare that food for him. On that night, the nazar is only on the sinner. This is the night where Allah's nazar is only on the sinner. When the boy wants, the mother is not going to even phone him to say, what food do you like? The mother thinks what he likes, she prepares it. On this night, even if you don't ask Allah what you want, the barakah of tawbah, Allah will say, and I'll prepare for him what he wants. This is the night that opens up everything. But be ready. You don't need a 15th of Shaban to say sorry. For me and you, every night is our 15th of Shaban. Because by Allah, there's no time. This is the night that brought me here with you to tell you, cry to Allah. And carry on crying to Allah till next year, 15th Shaban. Along the way, if we die, we die. Allah will keep us smiling in the year after. And if we live till next year, 15 Shaban, again together we'll cry again. We will live laughing during the day. We will cry to Allah during the night. Allah loves to see His servants happy in front of others. Allah loves to see His servants saying, I'm sorry. Even if I'm the worst addict, even if everyone told me no place for you, I will think that I am that man that when I say to Allah, I want to change, the earths will even move for me. Even the earths will move to me. Why must I worry? And I will smile. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make now me and you are going to say, I am that sinner. I am that child. I am that one who wants to come home. And we will make a dua now in this, that because I'm the worst, today your nazar can fall on the pious every night. But today is my night. Because I am the worst who wants to come home, whatever I want, Allah, I ask you, on the barakah of the word tawbah. I ask you on the blessings of the word called repentance. Because I'm the sinner coming home tonight. Tonight is my night for dua. The pious man can make dua every night. That's his time. This is my night. I'm going to ask for it all. Not because I'm pious, but I'm the sinner who wants to say sorry. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us all. We love smiling. We die smiling. At night we cry, before dying we cry, with tears and with smiles, with crying and with trying. We go through this world, and when we reach where Allah is, even at that moment, if the devil says he's mine, Allah will say, what you knew, he was always mine. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us all, because all his, Allah becomes ours. May Allah tabarak ta'ala remove every difficulty that anyone has ever seen.
وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.